This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And let's talk about brands coming together.
So this is a report compiled by Vast.ai, and this was how local brands reacted during the COVID-19 crisis. So they did a survey, and over 1,000 people responded to that survey, and these top 10 brands stood out. Okay, so I was looking at it, it's like, all five of the Telco brands were featured there, but what they did differently, and then they had five other special mentioned brands, right? And of course, names we know, and I want to know what's unique, right? So DG offered free internet, data, and perks for businesses, and they had, so this is, as all telcos were classified as essential services, they did their part in providing aid for consumers. They're one of the quickest to react to crisis by implementing a few initiatives, right, to help people. School children got free 24/7 data access to national curriculum resources on digital DG's digital learning hubs, jomstudy.my. So that was, I think, crucial, because my parents, what do I do with my kids, right? Cellcom was also mentioned. They offered extended unlimited internet access and payment periods on bills. They doubled the duration, 6 hours instead of 3 hours of unlimited internet access via their Cellcom Expex Ultra Hour Pass. Another one, that's right, Amaxis. They had their hashtag Kita Support Kita to encourage Malaysians to support one another and local businesses through trying times. I thought that was pretty good as well. They also got this, what, this song, To Make It Through, right? And color ringtones to increase the revenue profits. And then they donated the profits to Yayasan Kebajikan Negara Malaysia. Then we had Dettol. Of course, they would come in very handy. So they helped by coming up with correcting any myths that people had about the virus, and I think that was important. I think it was
very important.
So they debunked with the myth versus truth series. Their Facebook page, they utilized that, and how people, you know, hashtag hygiene starts with you. So they came in very quickly and reacted to this brand.
And the people who generally would fall for these kind of, you know, misinformation that spread on WhatsApp messages and stuff actually would trust a brand like Dettol when it's on the rack. I tend to see, you know, now Dettol's making almost everything. You know, I've never noticed that Dettol actually making spray for your door handles. They make, you know, bath soaps. They make shower gels. They make, you know, everything now, right?
You didn't
so
know.
And I was like, wow. And you know, I went to the grocery store and people were choosing that particular brand because I think it's just, you know, it's ingrained in their brain, but it's also because they do things, you know, clever things like this as well.
So like when you look at all the other, the telco companies as well, you know, like they had, like DG had education, right? And Maxis was so supporting local business. So they had, yes, we're providing extended, you know, our service and all that, but they're also doing something for the community, right? And that's what gets people thinking.
Even like, you know, we spoke to U-Mobile, right? And what they're doing with Rio in sponsoring you know, Rio, and then with Tiffin arts. Food Court with the arts sector, right? Going out of just the telco space, but helping the other sectors, that's, you know, hugely important.
And staying true to the pillars that they are, they've been championing for over the years.
So you turn it around. So yeah, of course, U-Mobile was also mentioned. Unify was also mentioned with their complimentary channels on Unify TV. So that was very helpful for me. I was like, oh, because I know I don't normally watch, just like, okay, extra channels. But they had also the hashtag Stay at Home Challenge. Where they encouraged Malaysians to share videos of their stay-at-home activities. And I think that got sort of airtime. You know, so again, you know, something that connects back to the community, right? Rather than just extra add-on to your services. Gardenia. Okay,
so that was a bridge sausage.
So they allocated 1 million for COVID-19 aid. So they work with a community welfare department, JKM, and they send gift packs to B40 families, frontline officers, and students who depend on food bank program at the university. So, and then each gift pack contained a book of white bread, a tub of rich Auntie Rosie, and two packets of, you know, waffles and all that. So I mean, that was one of the things that they came in for the community. Astro also offered a complimentary viewing to all the to all Malaysians. Shopee initiated the MMA COVID-19 fund to donate and support Malaysia's medical frontliners. So they're very quick, and it's nice, right? Because it's not, you know, people do go to Shopee and then you start doing it a little bit differently so you would stand out in that space as well, right? They also got, what they did with Shopee Mart, limited number of key items that can be purchased by each user. So people don't go crazy, right? Because we went through a crazy phase of people just buying,
hoarding
right? Grab, okay, of course, they supported a local heroes, insured partners are taking optimum safety precautions. And because of that, support local heroes, it's part of their small biz relief program to support small independent restaurants and hawkers. And they, to ride out this difficult period, they donated ringgit for every order made to any of the local heroes merchants. And of course, contactless delivery.
Contactless delivery, yeah, cool.
I think, you know, a lot of these brands, at the end of the day, if like you're a, you know, a business owner and you feel like marketing is really difficult at this point in time, it's good to then, you know, sort of look into some of these bigger brands and then just sort of implement the same kind of principles or strategies that they undertook. It's not just really about promoting your product at this point in time, but it's really about pushing out your the brand ethos and the spirit of what you stand for. And if you push that out, it's actually a big win because building a loyal followers or gaining trust has always been very difficult in this digital era, right? And there's so much noise in this space, but now a lot of people will remember these brands, you know, like the Dettols, the, you know, Gardenia, the U-Mobiles, the Maxis, the DG, the Cellcoms, right? All of them will be remembered, you know, during this pandemic because of one small little gesture that they have undertaken, and people notice it, and it's not done in a bad taste, right? So you know, there are clever ways that you can do, and a lot of small businesses owners that, you know, may not have featured in this because maybe they're not as big as, you know, these brands are, they've also undertaken, you know, their own spirit, right?
Of helping out,
people like, you know, the BGBG and the Merica space, right? The way, you know, they've sort of collaborated, you know, guys like Wai Hong from Store Hub and how they've helped out, right? So a lot of these people have really got together, and it really has an impact into what your brand stands for in the long run, which you can never build so easily. And now is really, you know, not saying it's easy, but it's the right time to do so.
I know this is part of business, but like, you know, this week, Happy Bunch, I spoke to them, right? And instead, with flowers, they're also working with the Cameron Farmers because a lot of it was thrown away. They're also, people are also gifting vegetables.
Why not?
So, and then, so they're working with them. And of course, yes, it's business, but like, at least you're supporting the farmers in Cameron.
All right. That's all we have for today's show. We will wrap up with some of the comments, though, from our question today. We've been asking you, have you been confident enough to shop at malls again?
So a quick look at the poll. 40% on Twitter say yes, 43% say not yet, and 16% say they prefer to shop online. Oh. And one final comment here from Ramli before we go. Do you reckon COVID-19 was genetically engineered to wipe out cheapskates who were going to malls just to try on things and then buy them online and then afterwards head to Baskins and sample five flavours and then walk away?
I feel like this is an example that he's done before, because it's very detailed.
Right.
So, you know,
very specific, Ramli.
Yeah, although it's meant as a joke, you know, Ramli, I am, you know, looking at you a little bit like, question marks.
Five flavours at Baskins before you buy? That's awful.
Yeah. I don't think I'll buy after trying five. I'm full.
Full already. Yeah, so that was our main story of the day, the new shopping norms, and if you're confident enough to, you know, venture out into malls again.
And we talked about the new era of space flight, and of course, we spoke about how brands came together right now. After this is the Breakfast Grill replay with Dato' Gary Chua, the president of MRCA, and also Tan Sri Teo Chiang Kok, the president of Shopping Malls Association Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.